And when I thought about them getting in the traditional financial service business, let me be honest with you, I would have not been real excited to talk to my kids about getting into the traditional business that I came from. I would tell you today, if there was one business that I would be very confident of really recommending even to my own children to get in, it would be this system.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
I had to say hello to my friend from Puerto Rico. How's things down there? I mean, that was, everybody knows what happened down there. And one of the things I would say is the one thing about WFG, and I know that's about WealthWave, is they're one of the most resilient organizations in North America. And proof of that is I know that what we do to families in time of need never was more reflected on when we saw what happened, unfortunately, in Puerto Rico, what happened in Houston, and what is currently happening in California at the fires. I always, when I wake up in the morning, I know today, after being in this business for over 30, 35 years, that when something major is going on around North America, WFG is involved. Sometimes negative when things unfortunately happen, but a lot of times very positive with the effects that we're having on families every day. So I would say that it's always a pleasure to come and spend some time with leaders. And I look at this organization today and what we're doing just in this area. And hats off to Tom and your organization for putting this on, because it gives everybody a chance, not just in our immediate area, but all over North America. We have people coming into this opportunity today to listen to these great leaders and the stories that you've heard about ordinary people looking at a business and looking at the opportunity to become financially educated and do some things like dream. When do we really ever get to just sit around and talk about dreaming or talking about your goals? And where has the industry led us? That those of us that have been around this industry know that it's taken a path over the last many years that we've lost focus of one thing. And I remind our organization about that every day, is we never want to lose sight in what's in the best interest of the customer. If everybody in financial services would get focused again on the customer experience, we'd all be a better organization, we'd be a better industry, and I think we'd have a better country. I think we've lost focus of really what's in the consumer's best interest. And I would tell you that in 2010, I had the opportunity to come and be part of World Financial Group. And I have, just share with you, I've been at about every angle of financial services in my working life. So I've seen all the good, all the bad, all the challenge. And I would tell you that over those 20-some years of being in the industry, I watched some of the routine things of putting the customer first and what the industry was doing to the business. And I watched it over time pretty much disintegrate to where today we have fewer companies in financial services. We have fewer companies that are really in a position to serve the customer than ever before in financial services. But I would tell you, when I joined WFG and I looked into what the heartbeat of this organization was, I saw a lot of the deficiencies that the industry had were the answers were here. That people had a chance to come into a business and also how they put the customer first was the very first thing I noticed. And it's not about the premiums, it's not about the deposits, it's about really helping the customer get themselves aligned and educated so that they can do some things that set them apart. So, what I'm excited about and what I'm here to talk to you about today is you're in the right place at the right time. But what I would tell you, being in the right place at the right time, is when I look at it, where our industry's at today, I would tell you that the opportunity that you're sitting in front of today you might say that, well, is it past? Is it the right time to be getting into it? I would tell you today is probably the most opportune time to be looking at getting into financial services. I think what you want to look at, though, is a company that's focused on an opportunity to be significant and an opportunity to build a business that's meaningful for you. You know, when I talk about being in this industry for over 25 years, I built a very significant business in the industry, and I would tell you that what it allowed me to do is to build a temporary lifestyle that was focused more on really distribution. I would tell you today, we have an opportunity within WFG, and really what we're doing at WealthWave is giving you and affording you the opportunity to build a significant business for yourself. And really, I talk about this a lot. It's being in business for yourself, but not really by yourself. It's around a system of education and training that gives you the ability to build a business that can be significant for you so that you can build something that is sustainable. And when you look at the structure, that's what I admire most of all about what we have here today. And it allows people from just about every walk of life to come into this opportunity. One of the biggest things we see today, and I talk about this when we talk to groups, is our ability to come into this business really as a part-time advisor. There's some real significance to that. The industry has tried to figure that out. This organization has pioneered that. Because one thing that we want to make sure you have the ability to do is stay in a natural market as long as you can. And you know that when you start a business, there's a slope that you have to go through. And we have pioneered the ability for you to gravitate into a business full time. And I would tell you some of our biggest advisors that we have today are still multi-career. They might be a full-time CPA, and they might be in the financial service business. They may be a full-time physician. They might be in the financial service business. So I share a couple things with you that set us apart. One of the things I look at in the industry as well is the business succession opportunity. When you look at the model within World Financial Group, and I know that WealthWave is patterned, is your ability to build a business that is sustainable long-term, but also it's got a built-in succession plan. How many of you have been around or been, have known somebody or you're in financial services with another company? Anybody? Okay, so let me just ask you a question. I look at the industry in general, and I have children that are educated. They want to be in business. And when I thought about them getting in the traditional financial service business, so ask yourself that same question. Let me be honest with you. I would not been real excited to talk to my kids about getting into the traditional business that I came from. Anybody share that feeling with me? Because we've watched what's happened, right? I think a few of you are shaking your head. I would tell you today, if there was one business that I would be very confident of really recommending even to my own children to get in, it would be this system. Because I would tell you there's nothing better in the industry than this system of allowing multi-generations to get involved in a business opportunity like this system, because there's a built-in succession module to it that, again, you're never going to be faced with any sort of detriment of having to either sell your business, you can pass a business at a certain level, and I would tell you that some of our biggest leaders in our organization are never going to retire. They'll probably leave this great earth in this business, and many of them have multi-generations in business with them today. Tom Matthew is one of those examples. Bill Mitchell is one of those examples. So again, there's a couple things I wanted to share with you that are concrete in this business that I believe when I look out into the industry and I see what is plagued that other side, that this organization, this structure is figured out. Let me talk a little bit about compensation. Because again, that's the driving force behind most businesses within financial services. I hate to say that, but when it's the primary reason why you do business, that's usually not a good thing for the customer. Right? This system has the most fair, equal pay system to allow an entrepreneur to get into business and build a business, and I would tell you that the value add to the customer and the value add to people in your organization that you're building, There's nothing else like that. And the reason why is all the compensation structure is fixed, it's calculated, and it's very fair, so that not one piece of the business is ever overpaid. And when you start in this business, whether you've been here for 2 days or whether you've been here for 20 years, you know what? Everybody's contract is exactly the same. Everybody is on a level playing field and have an opportunity to build as big of a business as they want to. And I tell you what, there's a lot of benefit to people that you're bringing into the business. It's built-in training, and also the consumer and the customer experience, both as a customer and looking at the business, is very unique. So again, those are just a couple of things I want to share with you, that if you're sitting here today wondering, really, is it the right time to be getting into this business? And is this really the right organization to get in business with? I would tell you, after 30 years of being around this industry and looking at every major organization out there, if you're an entrepreneur, you're looking for the opportunity to build a business that could be sustainable and something that you can drive and have an influence in for many generations to come, you're sitting in the right room. Because, you know, it's secondary to when we come to products and services. Because also what we have is some of the largest insurers, fund managers, investment companies in North America really aligned to do business with you. And you've seen some of them today. Nationwide today, I just spent the morning with Nationwide. We'll pick on one little example. Here, Nationwide, which is one of the global powers in insurance and financial services, one of the things that they're most excited about is the relationship that they have with WealthWave and the relationship that they have with WFG. Because they see what is happening, and the most intriguing thing that they came into the meeting with is they are so impressed with our relentless challenge to helping families, making sure that they get the financial education that they need, the products they need, designed the right way, and then looking at building this business with people like that are sitting in front of me today. So when you think about a Nationwide or a Transamerica or a Pac Life or any of the major fund companies that are out there that are really aligned to do business with us, we're geared to do really one thing, is to make sure that we put the customer first, and we have a focus and a vision that it's all about meeting with individuals and talking to them about really saving, investing, protecting, and building a retirement income. And we do that better as independence than any other financial service company out there in results. This year, World Financial Group on a North American front, we're well on our way of putting in force over $670 million worth of protection when it comes to premium, and over $2.8 billion in deposits in 2017. And those are with helping over 280,000 families across North America. There's not a lot of organizations out there of this scale that are getting these kind of results, all with what I've talked about before, with putting the right priorities in place. So when you think about what sets us apart from the industry, and then really what I would call some of the characteristics that really allow you to build a business here that are going to put you in a different opportunity and going forward, I hope that I've shared a couple examples that are again significant enough that if you're out there and you're kind of looking for an opportunity, that you'll think very seriously about this. And at the same time, I would tell you that there's never been a brighter time in the industry, in my opinion. And let me just share just a couple of things with you. One is our commitment to modernize our business. We are right now spending a tremendous amount of money and a tremendous amount of capital and effort to modernize this business platform. Andy mentioned, you know, being in a partner with, when I look at really, it's the power behind the WFG platform that gives you the tools and the resources to build your business. It also aligns what we do in working with these great companies like a Nationwide. But at the end of the day, it's the human capital and WealthWave, and that's sitting in this room, that gives us that horsepower to really get the results that we're getting. There's not a lot of organizations that can sit out there and talk about that type of volume of protection and deposits that are being done in today's environment, especially with what you see with global economies and some of the things that you see in everyday occurrences that really continue to plague the business and the industry. And I would tell you, the number one thing that I believe is plaguing it is the lack of trust. The reason that I believe today we're growing like we're growing is because of our human capital that we have and their abilities to work in those natural markets with people that have a gain, that have gained trust, and that need guidance. Because at the end of the day, we know one thing. People still need direction. They need a vision. They need hope. They need somebody they can depend on in making these tough decisions. Because all these things still need to happen. People need to be confident in a system that gives them the best products with the best solutions. And what we've done in a big way is we've maximized on that trust. And at the same time, we've modernized it and we've globalized it. I'll give you just one real quick example. I talk about this to groups just as one idea. One of the things that I believe we've done is we have really, we've been able to bring Wall Street to Main Street. We've democratized financial services. We've taken some of the strategies that the ultra, ultra wealthy have had access to for years, and we've brought them to middle class North America. And at the same time, when we look at our markets, we're very capable of working with somebody today that's got a $20,000 net worth or less, all the way up to somebody that's got a $200 million net worth with the sophistication that we have because of the firepower that we have with the carriers that we're aligned with and the fund companies we're aligned with and our systems that we've designed. So when you think about democratizing financial services today, it's something that a lot of people can get behind. And that's what really sets us apart. If there's one thing you take away today, it's that. It's our ability to make a difference when people are looking for that trust. Some people want to dream. They want to do some things that allow them to feel good about their investments, feel good about what they do for a living, feel good about what they do to be significant in their communities. Because every one of our senior advisors that are in business with us, I would tell you pound for pound, and I've been around a lot of them. And I tell you, I've been around every advisor from the best with a Merrill Lynch or a Citigroup or a bank or wherever you want to know, I've been around those advisors. And I would say pound for pound, I would just let you know that some of the greatest advisors that I've ever been around are with this organization. They've got as much expertise and as much talent and care when it comes into planning than any other organization that I've ever been around. And a lot of these have been around for 25 and 30 years. This is not a new organization. This organization has been growing like this for many years. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of a flavor of being in the right place at the right time. I wanted to share a little bit about where we're going. And again, it's this platform and the modernization of that platform that I get excited about. And then the final thing is allowing social media to really be a complement to what we're doing. And I would say that there's some pros and cons to that. I was just in the back and I was looking at technology that translates one language into 10 languages and what we have the capacity of doing today. That's what social media and technology is going to do to our organization. And what I get excited about that is we are very progressive and we're very aggressively pursuing the ability for individuals to maximize their reach. Because at the end of the day, it's about getting to more families that need us. And if we can allow technology to drive that the right way and handle technology in a way that allows us to maximize that, we're going to be able to help more families and we're going to be able to grow at a rapid pace, because at the end of the day, we got to get to people the way they want to be, the way they want to engage us today. The millennials are not going to engage the way the boomers engaged. And we're very progressive in working with organizations to make sure that we're on the cutting edge of doing some things that put us out in front. And yeah, at the same time, we have to be very compliant. There's a huge regulatory challenge that we have today to be in business. And at the end of the day, we feel like we do a very good job of balancing that, but we're always going to stay on the cutting edge of where we can drive this. And I would tell you, are we there yet? No. So those of you that have been around for a while know that we still have some growing pains there. There's still some things we're going to get a lot better with. Our addition to what we're doing with Salesforce is going to give you a dashboard Just trust me on this. You're going to have more customer information at your fingertips in the next 8 months than you probably have in the last 5 years. And at the same time, we're going to continue to bolster our ability to use technology, social media, in a way that allows us to take our message out to a broader audience for one simple reason, is we want a better customer and advisor experience is the number one thing. And we want to make sure that we're reaching as many families as we can with the great service that we have around financial education and around a business opportunity that I would tell you is second to none. So that's what we get pretty excited about. So if you're, whether you're 22 out of college or 22 out of wherever, or whether you're 65 or 70 or 80 sitting in here today, I'm going to tell you, this is the place for you. Because we need to reach more people that need our direction, because at the end of the day, it's about building more trust to get better results for you, not for us, but for you to build a significant business and have something that you could be proud of and meaningful in your communities. That's what we stand for. And at the same time, we're a Wall Street firm that talks this way. It's our way. When I talk to an analyst about where we're going in our organization, I talk this same way. There's not a lot of financial service companies of our stature that get up and talk more about how we're going to help families than we do about our revenue. Because at the end of the day, that's where the rubber hits the road. So I'm excited to be here. I hope you found some meaning in this. I hope I gave you a couple of examples that you can take away. And obviously, you're fortunate because you're sitting around some of the greatest in the industry in this room. There are individuals sitting here that I look at, and I know that you've been here for 15, 20 years. I know the assets that you manage. I know the protection that you put in force every year. I know the organizations you run. Some of the biggest organizations in financial services are tied to this room right now. It's amazing what they've been able to do. And I do appreciate it, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'm going to turn it back over to my good friend.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.